The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello from Redwood City and welcome. And appreciate the chance for us to share these minutes here together and some meditation and teaching. One of the significant aspects of mindfulness practice, meditation practice, and also the Brahmaviharas, the practice of these four forms of love, is that it can, if you would like, involve a life of purpose, a life of intentionality. That all these things are something that we can, in a relaxed way, open way, without any attachment, we can be intent on. We can be clearly, like, this is where we're established. This is our deepest, maybe, or connected to our deepest intention. That this is worthwhile to kind of organize one's mind, one's heart around this, so that the mind is not chaotic, it's not random what goes through the mind, that the mind is not just jumping around to many different things, but that there's an orientation of the mind. Yes, here I'm going to, this is what I'm about. Of course the mind might wander off and other things might concern us, but that there's a sense of the default, like this is important, this is the base, the foundation, the ground on which we stand. And in Zen they talk about the vow, that one lives with a vow. And since I understand this to mean a life of purpose, a life of this is what I value the most, and it's worthwhile being oriented towards it and know one is doing so. Kind of like part of knowing oneself is knowing what we value the most, and yes. And so for this week, the topic is appreciative joy, rejoicing in the welfare and success and fortune of others. And this can be, we can do this with a sense of purpose. This is a worthwhile thing to do. And if we think that appreciative joy is somehow superficial or besides the point, it's one of the really important doors for deep insight and deep liberation. With the capacity for appreciative joy comes so many other inner developments, cultivations, goodness for ourselves. So we'll sit today, and I'll offer you, hopefully in a gentle way, the idea of sitting with intent. So to assume a meditation posture, and if you're already in your posture, you might want to kind of sway back and forth, side to side, and kind of really kind of maybe arch your back a little bit and see if you can kind of reestablish with a clear sense that of intent, that yes, with a big yes, this is the place where my attention will abide, here in this body, in this place, at this time. And then also with some modicum of intent, delightful sense of purpose and feeling of yes, you might then gently close your eyes. Take a few moments to orient yourself from the inside out to your body. And to also with a relaxed intent, like this is the purpose of your whole being for these next few breaths. Like nothing else is maybe more important, to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Not only breathing in to fill your chest, but if you can also, as you breathe in, to relax your belly, so the belly also expands. And with a sense of purpose, the sense of valuing relaxation, as you exhale, to soften and relax the body. Long exhale, relaxing and settling. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And then as if you're on a purposeful quest, a very valuable search. Maybe the most important thing for the next few moments. As you search around your body for where there's holding and tension. A delightful search. And then as you exhale, to relax your body. When you relax your face, your shoulders, your belly, anything else, see if you can relax, soften the muscles, as if it's the most important thing of the moment that you give yourself over completely to doing, as opposed to doing it partially and thinking about something else. And then letting yourself be oriented around breathing. Settle yourself into the body's experience of breathing. And is there some way that for you, that's appropriate for you, that you can establish a sense of purpose or intention, intent with breathing, with attending to your breathing. Not so that you're disappointed when the mind wanders off from the breathing, not with any stress, but with a clear intent. Clear sense that this is what you're oriented to. This is the activity of this time and place, breathing. As you exhale, to remember to relax your thoughts. Because when we're intent, chances are the tension from that comes from how we think about it. Maybe intent is a deep inner engagement, embodied sense of purpose. Like we're making a choice to be grounded, established in the breathing, here and now. Perhaps lovingly, gently choose to be with your breathing as the most important thing now, and all the other things you could be thinking about, while they're important at other times and places, they're not valuable now. It's okay to put them aside. To be intent on breathing is to choose to have breathing as the valued location for awareness. To be intent, to relax with the breathing. Relax the tension, but one which is committed in a soft way. Of course, the mind wanders off in thought. When it does so, one of the really wonderful, important events is that we have the ability to begin again with the breathing. Rather than being discouraged or upset that the mind wanders off, appreciate this wonderful movement of returning to the breathing. Perhaps feeling fortunate that you can do this very important thing, starting again with the breathing. Almost as if this is key, this is where what massages the mind, softens the mind. When the mind wanders off in thought, maybe you can return to your breathing with an attitude of yes, yes, this is good to start again. Appreciating rather than being discouraged. And if your mind does not wander off in thought, you can appreciate that, a big yes. Ah, yes, this is good. Being careful that that yes, this is good, is not a thought that takes you away, but rather settles you more deeply. sitting here with appreciation for what can be appreciated here as you're meditating. As part of the meditation, what can you appreciate that's happened already? Maybe simply the opportunity to meditate, or maybe a little bit more calm or subtleness. Whatever there is to appreciate, as part of recognizing that, maybe it's almost as if you can say it to yourself, a wonderful yes. Ah, yes. In saying this, ah, yes, settling and opening more to what's happening here in your practice. A life of intent or purpose doesn't have to be grim or too serious. It can be a big affirmation of what we're oriented towards. A yes. Appreciation. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, turn your attention outwards in whatever way it's easy for you, in your thoughts, your body, your heart, towards the world around you. To the people of your lives, to people of your communities, people across the land and across the globe. And have an intent to appreciate what it is to appreciate. Appreciate that there is goodness and generosity, love and kindness, friendliness. In spite of what we read in the newspaper, there's probably more people who are doing good in the world. And for these few minutes, to relax with a big yes, appreciation, for what is good in this world of human beings. Because if we don't appreciate and affirm the goodness of humanity, will we ever be able to pull ourselves out of the mud of suffering and violence? And with your heart open and relaxed, maybe with a sense of delightful purpose for another minute, to just say kind of yes, that there is goodness in this world, an appreciative joy for that. There is a time and a place for appreciative joy, and for the next minute, this is the time for it. And may it be that on this day, these next 24 hours, that we bring the benefits from this meditation practice out into the world of the people we'll encounter or communicate with or think about, to, for this day, to spend, have a sense of purpose and intent to appreciate what is to be appreciated, to appreciate with a joyful yes in your heart. Yes, and may it be that your appreciation of others brings out the best in them, celebrates the best in them, supports the best in others, so they too can feel joy and happiness at their success, their good fortune, their goodness. May all beings be appreciated. May all beings be valued. May all beings be seen for all of what they are, including their capacity for goodness. May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. And may all beings be free.